Hey everyone, hope you're all doing fantastic. This is Twinkle back after a long time. When was my last podcast? What did I speak? I completely forgot. I think it's about my podcasting journey, if I'm not wrong. And as we are gearing up for a brand new 2024 in just 48 hours of time, basically, I'm not an excited person to welcome new year per se, because my year on year, I stay the same. Nothing changes in my life drastically. So for me, it's just a hope, as we all do, right? We hope for a brighter, better, amazing 2024. So this podcast is about predictions. And predictions is like, as in when a new year bonds, right? There will be astrologers who are predicting the future. There will be Nostradamus like Baba Vanga, like people who have already predicted that comes on medias and stuff. So this is about predictions for 2024, that tech predictions for 2024, that if you have anything, please put it on the comment. And in my opinion, 2024, how it's gonna be, I'm going to just, it's going to be a short podcast episode, because I've heard feedback from my friends stating that my podcast is long, so I'm trying to cut it short. And so 2023 has been fantastic and technologically a better year, the year where all tech titans competed with each other, even they went on a verbal fight also. Musk called for cage fight with FB founder. So all those technologically competitive things due to peer pressure, when OpenAI sparked that, ignited the fire, right? So all the giant companies buckled up and did a lot of generative AI stuff everywhere, and it was pretty much healthy competition, I would say, because they all competed and did good. So that was one hell of a year that went by in 2023. And when it comes to 2024, my predictions would be, there would be a little bit of setback because we have progressed a lot in generative, walked a big path. I think there would be a little bit of setback in proceeding ahead. And ChatGPT-5 version will definitely be out. That is the expectation overall in the industry. That's one thing, it's going to be sure. And my predictions on the next one was wearable technology that we all know, the devices that is inserted in our body that create sensors, and through that we can automate and things, we can make wonders, and all this wearable technology is going to be a future, and I think it'll gear up in the coming year. And economically, I think due to a lot of layoffs and all these things, right, I think it will take some time to settle, because things are happening. There may be future job cuts also because of generative AI and progressing and all these things. Even I hear that the current engineering grads studying in schools, studying in engineering colleges, even the campus recruitment is not that great. So it only means the future of engineers passing out. It's the scope of their jobs and their career is kind of not in a good stand at this point. So all these things will have a ripple effect. That's one of my predictions. And other than that, yeah, a big term the big term is AGI. So we have all heard about generative AI enough, right? So there is this new term that we keep hearing, that is artificial general intelligence, AGI. So what's up with this AGI? Since you are following me, right? Since ChatGPT was on the cards, I was one of the first few women podcasters who let that information out, that this is going to shake our business, this is going to shake the industry. So this is again a very important term that we all should know, that's artificial general intelligence. So this model is believed to be human-like, which has reasoning skills and cognitive skills that many tech giants are on it in the process of cooking it at the moment. The problem with AGI is when it comes with human-like reasoning and cognitive skills, it has underlying real-world problems and a lot of risks involved that includes a lot of job loss, and it might go in uncontrollable power, right? So there is no kind of moral policing, they say, right? There's no kind of policing happens there. There is one Tamil movie where Rajinikanth played a bad robo, in fact. The bad robo gets love lady stuck and love bitten, so it used to do evil things. So it's about good example of how good AI and bad AI can be. If we feed wrong things on a robot, wrong things will happen and it will be a catastrophic failure, and it is a huge hazard to the society. So I think this is going to be a big news in 2024, and since OpenAI is already cooking the stuff up, I think some kind of ethical AI, responsible AI, and I think some kind of panel should do the moral policing on it. I think that is my suggestion. I don't think it's a kind of a prediction, because it's going to be out. That might come ahead in 2024. That's one of my predictions. So basically, to put in a nutshell, my predictions would be GPT-5 would be on cards. More of layoffs and instability in the world financial business wise, it wouldn't be a great year in 2024. And wearable technologies, this AGI, it's going to be a thing. That's my little prediction. However, when it comes to I would like to share Baba Vanga's predictions, because I curiously look up to her every year by year, whatever she says, whether it comes true or not. Mostly it comes true. So this year, let's see what she has predicted for 2024. So for 2024, she has talked about a leader's assassination. I don't want to mention the leader, although it's a prediction. And second thing, she talks about in Europe, there will be instability, some kind of unwanted activities will happen, and a biological weapon test will happen in a major country. So then she talks about climate disasters. That is a usual thing, right? These days it's not new to be in 2024. Even 2023 we have had climate disasters. So, and then economic crisis, like actually I mentioned it a couple of minutes ago, and she has actually predicted it. And cyber attacks, technological revolution, even Baba Vanga mentions it. See, the rise in use of artificial intelligence and quantum computing, its return, medical breakthroughs. On a positive note, she claimed that cures for both cancer and Alzheimer's disease would be discovered. So, and then she talks about on a long-term focus, include the return of communism in 2076, the possibility of time travel in 2304, and end of world in 5079. Anyways, we won't live that long till 5079, so we don't have to bother about that. So basically, yes, in Hinduism, in Sanskrit, there is a term called Kali Yuga. I think it's I hope you have heard about it. If for those who have not heard about the term Kali Yuga is like the last generation, the last era before the world ends. So in Kali Yuga, it's supposed to be the cruel one. We are all in Kali Yuga actually. So Kali Yuga, what happens means there wouldn't be no righteousness. Injustice will prevail. People who do injustice will gain success. There would be climate disaster. There would be a lot of chaos in the world. Good people will be rare to find in this Kali Yuga. That's the overall thing. And whoever is trying to be the healer, trying to be the good one, will be the bad one for the society. That's how Kali Yuga is. And I see in this Kali Yuga era, there would be a lot of natural disasters, right? Disasters come in floods that we all have at bit by bit, parts by parts across the globe. We are all facing floods every time, and the global warming that affects temperatures. We feel a lot of heat in summer, forest fires that keeps happening, wars. We know what is happening in the world, right? How cruel world is around. Lots of people are leaving us in the world, leaving us from the world. Biological weapons like viruses, pandemic, endemic, and all those things are all a part of this Kali Yuga, and it's no wonder that year by year it will get more aggressive. We might end up getting more floods, we might end up getting more forest fires, more global warming related heat and temperature around, more wars, more chaos, more pandemic like biological wars, lot of not so nice things would happen. Unfortunately, we are living in that kind of era. So I'm not panicking the listeners. I'm just calling spade as spade. That's how it is. And we are all living, despite whatever things happening around us, we continue to live our own lives. So let's continue to live our own lives as we all are doing. However, what I meant to say is that despite being in this Kali Yuga era, despite being whatever not so nice things happening around us, let's all try to be little human, more than human, more compassionate, more be a form of healers to one another, to our friends, to our community, to the public, to anyone who need a helping hand. That would be the first step to change the world. At the chaotic times that we live in, we all need that kind of a warmth and support from each one of us. There was a pandemic saying, right? None of us are safe until all of us are safe, right? So that's how it is. So if the community is good, if the society is good, we'll also be good. If it is struggling, then we will also struggle. Eventually, it'll boil down to all of us. So let's all be nice to each other. That's the message that I would like to share it with everyone for 2024. And live and let live is my favorite quote. Love is the only religion is my favorite quote, as always, is all over in my podcasts time and again. So live and let live, and let's be nice to each other. Have a fantastic 2024 ahead. Be nice, be well. Thank you. Cheers. Yas. Twinkle. Love.